All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League, and this time it's time to get things kicked off for the postseason, as we're down to 12 teams who still have a shot to call themselves Super Bowl champions for this NFL season that we are in the midst of having right now. Now, there will be four games on tap for this weekend, followed by four more next weekend. Then, of course, after that, there's Conference Championship Sunday with a bye week after that, followed by Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara. So with that said, here are my picks for the wild card weekend in the world of the National Football League. Now, the action gets started tomorrow afternoon in Houston, where the Houston Texans, who are the champions of the AFC South with a record of 9-7, will host the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the wild card teams in the AFC. Now, these two teams did meet back in week one of the regular season in Houston, where KC had their way with Houston that day. Now, after that game, Kansas City would lose their next five games before reeling off 10 straight victories. And in the process, they became the first team in NFL history to begin the year with a record of 1-5 and win their final 10 games. Right now, it's plain and simple with Kansas City, and I've been talking about it for weeks. You look at their running game right now with Spencer Ware and Sharkhandrick West. You look at the matchup problems that wide receiver Jeremy Maclin causes in the secondary. You also look at the fact that quarterback Alex Smith is not forcing the ball, and as long as he's not forcing the ball, he's not committing turnovers. You also look at this very, very, very opportunistic Kansas City defense and how they go out there and they make life very tough for opposing offenses. And not only just making life tough, Kansas City knows a thing or two about getting turnovers through their defense. You look at the playmakers they have, especially in that secondary, with rookie Marcus Peters and, of course, Pro Bowl safety Eric Berry. You also look at their linebackers with Derek Johnson, Tamba Hali, Justin Houston, and Dee Ford. And you look at the playmakers up front on that D-line led by Dontari Poe, and they make life very tough. But at the same time, the Houston Texans defense, they are not slouches. You look at J.J. Watt, and you always have to account for this guy, sometimes with double teams and even triple teams. And the fact that Whitney Mercilus is rushing off of the edge opposite the J.J. Watt, and he sees a lot of single action due to the fact of the respect that offenses are going to give Watt, it's a situation where the Houston Texans, especially on the edge, they can collapse that pocket and put some pressure on Alex Smith in this game. This is going to be a defensive struggle for the entire game. I look at special teams, I also look at field position, and I look at the team that takes care of the football the best in this contest, which will be the one who will come out on top. And I think Kansas City will do it, as they will knock off the Texans by the score of 26-17. Now, tomorrow night, it's a classic matchup of the Hatfields and the McCoys, as you have the Cincinnati Bengals with a record of 12-4, and they are the champions of the AFC North, and they will host the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are the other wild card in the AFC. And I mean, when I say Hatfields and McCoys, the rivalry between the Steelers and the Bengals goes back to the 1970s, as these guys have always slugged it out. Of course, in those days, it was in the AFC Central. Now, these two teams come into this game as the walking wounded. Of course, Pittsburgh will be without running back D'Angelo Williams for this game. And if this sounds familiar, you go back to last season in week 17 on the road at Cleveland. Okay, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost running back Le'Veon Bell in that game, and it really changed things for them going into the postseason, as they lost at home in the wild card to the Baltimore Ravens. This time around, same thing. D'Angelo Williams got hurt in week 17 on the road at Cleveland, and Pittsburgh finds themselves in the wild card game taking on a division foe. Now, it wasn't that long ago that these two teams met in Cincinnati, and the Pittsburgh Steelers defense was really up for the challenge that day, not only stopping the Bengals offense, but they also knocked out quarterback Andy Dalton, who has been sidelined with a broken thumb ever since. Now, In Dalton's absence, the Bengals have gone with the youngster at quarterback in A.J. McCarron, and he hasn't done a bad job. I mean, he's not going out there and simply trying to win the game by himself, but he's been solid in the pocket, and he's been solid for the most part as far as taking care of the football. And that's something that he is going to have to continue to do in this game for the Cincinnati Bengals to get their first playoff victory since January 1991. I guarantee you that the Bengals are tired of hearing it, and they're also tired of hearing the fact that they are still the little brothers in the AFC North to both the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. And the best way to go out there and do something about it is not only get a big victory, but get a big victory in the postseason. Thus, I'm going to take Cincinnati at home by the score of 24-19. Now, moving on to Sunday. Anybody that's going to be out at TCF Bank Stadium in Minneapolis had better bundle up, as a game time temperature Sunday afternoon will be just 4 degrees for the Minnesota Vikings, who are the NFC North champions, hosting the 10-6 Seattle Seahawks. Now, Seattle is looking to continue a legendary run going, and I say that because they're looking to become the first NFC team to make 3 consecutive Super Bowls, and they still have a lot of their core intact. But both of these teams did meet late in the season in Minneapolis, and it was Seattle that had their way with Minnesota that afternoon by the score of 38-7. And that was an eye-opener for this Vikings team, because they know that teams like the Seahawks are who they have to go through in the postseason if they are going to advance to the Super Bowl potentially. Now, with the weather as cold as it is expected to be, the running games will be a factor for both teams. Now, Seattle has been without running back Marshawn Lynch for the majority of the season, but head coach Pete Carroll does expect him to play in this game, and he will have a bit of rust that he will look to shake off against this very tough Vikings defense. Now, for Minnesota, they have to establish themselves offensively at the line of scrimmage and get running back Adrian Peterson going, because you need to keep this Seahawks secondary honest. Because if they're not honest and they're not respecting your pass, they're going to cheat up to the line of scrimmage and they're going to come after you, and mainly Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. This Vikings defense can get after teams, but you look at the way that Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is playing, and 24 touchdowns and 1 interception over the final part of the regular season, as this guy has simply been dialed in, and I don't think he slows down in this one, as I'm going to take Seattle on the road here by the score of 27-17. And finally, on Sunday afternoon, it will be the 10-6 Green Bay Packers traveling to take on the champions of the NFC East in the Washington Redskins. Now, Green Bay does come into this game with a better record, but it's a situation right now heading into the postseason. Washington has been playing the better football, and they have the better cohesion, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You look at Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, and he has been running for his life over the second half of the season due to the fact that he's been playing behind a very, very porous offensive line, along with the fact that his wide receivers have been unable to take their games to the next level. For the Packers, their defense is going to have to keep them in this game, as they have to force some turnovers from Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins. But that's going to be tough, because right now, Cousins is playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. I think Jay Gruden, the Redskins head coach, has done a tremendous job with his youngster at quarterback. And right now, the sky is the limit for the Kirk Cousins and what he's doing in the pocket. And it's not just Cousins that is playing with a ton of confidence right now, as it is this entire Redskins team, as they feel like, you know what, why not us? Why not now? And I'll tell you right now, it's going to be the Redskins this Sunday, and I think they're going to knock off the Packers by the score of 30-23. So, folks, those are my wild card picks for this weekend, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from the Wild Card Weekend. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.